Indianapolis Power and Light converted its Harding Street coal plants to run on natural gas to comply with new federal pollution standards, including a proposed 20% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions by 2030. IPL's Harding Street plant burned its last load of coal earlier this year. But now there's another question. What to do with the byproduct of these coal plants? Coal ash. Coal ash storage matters because it's toxic.
Really, the biggest risk is contamination of water that's used as a drinking water source.
That's Dr. Indra Frank. She's the Environmental Health and Water Policy Director for the Hoosier Environmental Council. She says coal ash contains a lot of heavy metals and other contaminants which can cause cancer or damage the nervous system. To close the ponds, IPL is going to cover the top of them with a waterproof liner and then cover that with about 3 feet of sand and soil, leaving the sides and bottom of the pond unlined as they are now. That worries some people, like Sierra Club Beyond Coal campaign representative Jody Paris. She says IPL's plan doesn't account for the long-term potential for groundwater contamination.
Where you put coal ash with no liner, which is the majority of these pits around the state, there's going to be groundwater pollution underneath that.
Paris has been speaking out a lot about this issue, and at a meeting held by IPL, she said a safer alternative would be to move the ash into a lined pit.
We collected almost 450 signatures from people asking IPL to remove the ash from those pits where they are now and put it in a dry landfill on dry land, a lined landfill that's covered. That's going to keep that ash protected forever.
But IPL says that their plan to close the Harding Street ponds complies with all state and federal rules and that they don't need to move the ash into a lined pond. And that's absolutely true for the current rules, but it may not be true for future rules. That's because the rules governing coal ash storage are changing. Last year, the Environmental Protection Agency finalized the Disposal of Coal Combustion Residuals from Electric Utilities Rule, basically new regulations for coal ash storage. EPA leaves it up to the states to write a plan enforcing those rules. In Indiana, that job falls to the Department of Environmental Management, or IDEM.
We are going to start the public hearing now. If you want to present comments, we invite you to sign the registration sheet at the entrance.
That's IDEM's permitting branch chief opening a public comment meeting on the new plans. Tim Maloney was one of seven people to comment at this meeting. He also works for the Hoosier Environmental Council. Maloney says one of the most important things the new state plan can do is prohibit utilities from doing what IPL is currently doing at Harding Street, leaving coal ash in an unlined pond, a practice called closure in place.
Closure in place, particularly for any lagoon or landfill that's unlined, will continue to pose a risk to groundwater, and we just don't think that's an appropriate approach.
IPL will follow the current rules to close the eight ponds at the Harding Street plant, which will be finished by May 2021. As for the new rules, IDEM will finish a draft plan by the end of the year. The final plan requires federal approval from the Environmental Protection Agency. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen, with help from WFYI's Ashley Schuler.